The Zimbabwe Union of Journalists and the Federation of African Media Women of Zimbabwe launched the report calling for greater commitment by media institutions to address the problem of sexual harassment in the newsrooms and training institutions. The report says most women journalists have been forced out of newsrooms and journalism training schools as a result. Sexual harassment, the report shows, some women are asked for sexual favors in exchange of employment or salary raises. Some are threatened with dismissal if they refuse. Perpetrators of the recorded sexual violence are mainly those in positions of authority or influence, such as editors and news editors. The report also said the meaning of sexual harassment in the country is unclear and requires clarity. All newsrooms in the country, the report found, do not have gender policies or code of conducts to address such issues. Speaking at the launch, board member Virginia Mwaningwa of the Federation of African Media Women of Zimbabwe said the report is a good starting point for newsrooms to address sexual harassment.
One of the things that the booklet actually says, or that we are saying as firms, is we need to say no to sexual harassment, because it is bad for our industry, it is bad for our image as the media, and we need to just say no to it.
Mwaningwa said media organizations should come up with gender policies that ensure tough penalties for perpetrators.
We are offering as firms to work with the media newsrooms to ensure that not only are there gender policies, but also the issue of sexual harassment is contained within those policies, so that it really begins to be addressed and it really begins to be outlawed.
Keynote speaker Brian Mangwende, an editor at Alpha Media Holdings and member of the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, concurs with Mwaningwa.
The media should set up structures to investigate internally complaints raised by staff without fear or favor. The media should act against those proved to have sexually harassed colleagues, regardless of their position in the organization.
Social commentator Rejoice Ngwenya said women in decision-making positions in media organizations should help tackle the problem.
You know, the power relations and power dynamics in newsrooms is skewed towards men. So there is a tendency for women to be subjugated, to be subordinate to the whims of men. So until women are in control, we want to see women controlling media rooms, so that this affirmative action that has been constitutionalized can be translated into real woman power. Then it becomes easy for women to stem the tide of sexual harassment.
The report titled Sexual Harassment in the Media, Who Can I Tell? What Should I Do? Is expected to push media entrepreneurs in the country as they seek to root out sexual harassment from the newsrooms. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Sylvia Manika in Harare.